ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We're discussing the 98th shloka. Shankara kind of concluding the view, his view about prarabdham. So he concluded by telling that ajnani jana bodhartham prarabdham bhakti vai shrutihi. Shruti or scriptures speak about prarabdham. They speak about prarabdham only for the better understanding of ajnani janam, of ajnas or ignorant people. So for ignorant people who are still in the spiritual path, for their better understanding, for that reason alone Shruti speaks about prarabdham for both jnanis and ajnanis. So in the next few shlokas he'll be substantiating it with Shruti. So he'll be giving the view of Shruti and Gita, few shlokas which we can discuss, so that he will say, which clearly point out, though some of the Shruti statements speaks about prarabdham, yet there are many statements which negate prarabdham completely. So we have to understand that those statements, even as the Shruti speaks about both creation as well as jagan mithyatvam, so we have to understand as to what to take and what not to take. So it's the, using the Chandra Shaka Nyayam. Shruti uses Chandra Shaka Nyayam of pointing out an initial for a person, for a child who is unable to see the moon, that is far away. The mother shows a nearby branch and through the branch directs towards the moon. Similarly, Shruti uses this logic to first explain about the world, that the world a person is seeing, it is easier to go from what is seen to the unseen than directly going to the unseen, which is impossible. So through the world is explained as to how creation happens, and it is said that creation starts from the ultimate reality of Brahman. Then once a person progresses, Shruti would negate creation by telling that the creation process, whatever I have said, it is all an illusion because there cannot be any real creation in Brahman. So similar to that, similar to that viewpoint, or similar to how Shruti explains about creation, it uses the same logic for prarabdham as well, for initial seekers. For initial seekers, Shruti says that prarabdham is there, whereas in later cases, Shruti will negate prarabdham completely. So Shankara is going to show some Shruti Vakyam. And he is still continuing the same topic, but still, it's like in the next two shlokas, he will conclude it completely. And then it is some of the sadhanas that he would be explaining. So one of the most popular Shruti, scriptural statement which speaks about realization, as to what happens when realization, a person realizes Brahman, that is found in the Mundaka Upanishad as well as Katha Upanishad as well. So the shloka goes like this: vidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarva samshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte para avare. So, tasmin, in that Atman, or a person who realizes that Atman, tasmin drishte, sees that Atman, pare para avare, which is param and avaram. Param means higher, avaram means lower. So, a person who realizes the Atman as that which is higher and that which is lower, that means we can say, in one way we can explain it as Nirguna Brahman and Saguna Brahman. In another way, we can say Brahman or Ishvara and Jiva, the individual self. So a person who realizes that everything that is there is Brahman, is the Atman, such a person vidyate hridaya granti. Hridaya granti vidyate. The knots of the heart are broken. So the knots, like the as per the tantra system, shakta system, there are three knots in a person. So they are Brahma granti, Vishnu granti, and Rudra granti. So Brahma, as per the shakta system, the shadadharam, if we consider the shadadharam or the shad chakram of Mooladharam, Manipurakam, Swadhisthanam, and all those things, then so Brahma Granthi is in Mooladharam, Vishnu Granthi is in the Hridayam part of the Chakram, Hridayam, or Anahatam also it is called, and then Ajna Chakram, or in the mind, Mano Chakram, there Rudra Granthi is there. Brahma Granthi denotes karma, so actions, like actions are the biggest action that we can see is, we can explain is sexual action, therefore that is what denotes there. And then Vishnu Granthi stands for desires. So heart is the place of the mind, that is where heart is the place where a lot of desires of emotions start. And then in the mind, that is where Ajnanam starts. So they denote avidya, kamam, and karmam. So avidya, from avidya starts kamam, and from kamam starts karmam. So those three knots which denote avidya, kama, karmam, as per in Vedanta, that vidyate, that those are broken. So a person will get rid of those knots. That means he will get rid of avidya, which is the cause of kamam and karmam. So once avidya goes, then there is only Brahman. So such a person who sees Brahman as the only reality person, for him the knots of the heart are broken. Chidyante sarva samshayaha chidyante. All doubts vanish. All doubts, like whatever we can speak about, like whatever doubts we can mention, they completely vanish for such a person. Because there will be no more doubts. Doubts are caused when there is duality and a person is not able to apprehend something. So apprehension or understanding, apprehending, intelligence or intellect, etc., are valid only in the plane of duality. But for a person who has crossed duality, who has realized the non-dual reality of Brahman, for him there is only Brahman. Therefore there is no scope for doubt. And Vedanta also speaks about Shravanam and Dhyasanam. Shravanam removing samshayam, Mananam removing what is called as Asambhavanam, or impossibility of the theory or the goal as existing. And then Nididhyasanam removes Viparyayam. Viparyayam is contrary knowledge. So once a person learns about Brahman, he gets doubt as to he knows about Brahman, then he gains doubt as to, he gets doubt as to whether Brahman exists, whether such a Brahman, which is the substratum of the world, that exists. And when he hears, when he does Shravanam, that is listening to the scriptures in the proper way, in the apt way, using Shad Lingam, whatever is explained, so different Lingam, different way, with emphasis on Brahman, when he listens, then doubts, like the doubts that can such a Brahman exist, can the world be unreal, they will vanish. And even after they vanish, like the doubts vanish, yet he will feel that, okay, is such a thing possible really? There are no doubts, but still, is there any logical possibility for it? That's what that doubt, which or that part of the mind which thinks that such a theory, I see the dual world and Brahman is a substratum of the illusory dual world. So can such a philosophy really exist? Can it logically exist? So that doubt, or the mind goes into such conclusion. So the mind goes into the conclusion that such a possibility is not there. So impossibility of Brahman, non-dual or Advitiya Brahman, to be the substratum of the illusory world, such a philosophy cannot exist. That is called Asambhavanam. Sambhavanam means possibility. Asambhavanam means impossibility. Asambhavanam is again split into two as Pramana Sambhavanam and Prameya Sambhavanam. So Asambhavanam with respect to the means of knowledge. The means, saying that, okay, if you learn the scriptures, if you do Shravanam and Vidhyasanam, then you will realize the goal. So the means that it speaks about, scriptures speak about Shravanam and Vidhyasanam or Anusandhanam, will that really lead to Brahman? Can such an Anusandhanam be done about Brahman which alone exists? So that is called Pramana Sambhavanam, impossibility of the means. And then there is Prameya Sambhavanam, impossibility about the goal of Advitiya Brahman, that cannot exist. So both these Asambhavanam will vanish when a person does logical analysis, that is called Mananam, logical reflection. Reflection using Yukti that Shruti speaks about. And even after Asambhavanam vanish through Mananam, still, okay, if all doubts are cleared, all doubts are cleared, I know that such a Brahman can exist, such a Brahman does exist, yet after doing Shravanam and Mananam, I still don't experience Brahman. This is the problem that most of the seekers face, that I have done everything, yet I don't experience such a Brahman. Because I haven't experienced this, I have heard, I have learned, logically I have concluded. There are logical reasons to say that Brahman alone exists, everything else is an illusion, yet even after all this, I don't experience such a Brahman. The mind is so much into experience, like external objects. Therefore, since a person doesn't gain experience of such a Brahman, therefore, he gains viparye jnanam, that is contrary knowledge. Oh, I have learned till everything. I have learned everything. I have listened everything. I have removed doubts. I have removed impossibilities. So I have done logical analysis, everything I have done, yet I haven't experienced. Therefore, it completely turns. So that's the reason why people who believe in God a lot and they are not able to find proof, they are not able to experience God, then they become atheist. They become completely opposite. So contrary knowledge, that, oh, such a Brahman doesn't exist because I haven't experienced it. So whatever I have learned, whatever I have concluded are wrong. That is called viparye jnanam, or contrary knowledge. And viparye jnanam is removed, is negated by nididhyasanam, by doing contemplation. When a person contemplates on Brahman, he does more and more contemplation of Brahman with the knowledge that, with the thought, with the knowledge that everything is Brahman alone, he does constant contemplation, then there will be a situation, there will be a time when ajnanam is completely removed and he will feel bliss. He will feel, he will experience Brahman. So that experience or experience of Brahman is not like worldly experience, but it is a shanti, it is a manas shanti. It is a state wherein a person is completely satisfied, he is fully blissful, he is peaceful. That is the state, so manas shanti. So it's not experience like external experience, oh, like a person experiences dream, like a person experiences love, like a person experiences sleep, like a person experiences lust, like a person experiences anger. It's not experience of Brahman or moksham is not that experience, but it is that state wherein a person feels complete, a person feels perfect, a person feels himself as full. Paripurnam, that is also another word. Paritaha purnam, purnam or perfect in all aspects. So when a person does nididhyasanam, then he experiences such a state because ajnanam completely vanishes. So shravanam nididhyasanam removes all these things. So chidyante sarva samshayaha. So samshayam along with satsambhavanam and viparyayam will be completely removed when a person realizes Brahman. And kshiyante chasya karmani. His actions, all his actions, kshiyante, they will loosen. They will not be valid for such a person. So kshiyante, kshiyante means, doesn't necessarily mean perishing or vanishing, but it means reducing or loosening, kind of meaning is the word. But still, it means that a person who realizes Brahman, he will not be affected by actions. So actions no longer affect him. Actions no longer are valid for him. So that is what happens. So that Shruti Tasmin drishte paravare, for a person who sees Brahman as that which is present everywhere, that which is alone present, for such a person all actions will lose their fruit. So that is one of the Shruti which clearly speaks about Prarabdham as well being not there. So Shankara is doing an analysis as well of the Shloka. So that is what he says in the 98th Shloka. Shiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare bahutvam tan nishedhartham shrutya gitam chayat sphutam. So he is quoting only the second half of the shloka. The first half is vidyate hrday granti chidyante sarva samshayaha. So Shankara says, kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. In the Shruti Vakyam, if we analyze the Shruti Vakyam, grammatical analysis, then Shruti says, kshiyante chasya karmani. Karmani means actions. It is plural. Similarly, kshiyante also is bahuvachanam. If it is ekavachanam, then it would have been kshiyate. It is kshiyante. So kshiyante means bahuvachanam. Karmani also means bahuvachanam. So bahutvam. The bahutvam or bahuvachanam that is used there, that means all actions are negated. So bahutvam tat nishedhartam. The bahutvam that Shruti uses is tat nishedhartam, in order to negate that. What is that here? Tat or that? Tat or that stands for prarabdham. So when Shruti uses kshiyante, when Shruti uses bahuvachanam with respect to the verb or kshiyante as well as karmani, the noun there, both of which are in plural case. So the plural case is for negating prarabdham for such a person. Shrutya gitam cha yat futam. So whatever has been explained in Shruti, the Shrutya gitam, what gitam here doesn't mean Bhagavad Gita, but it means speak or speech. So Shruti's words here, we have to understand. So Shruti's word here is to negate prarabdham. Yet sphutam, it is very clear. So the Shruti statement is very clear. So if we enter into Gita Vakyam, then it becomes more clear. So sarvam karma akilam partha jnane parisamapyate. So Krishna says in the fourth chapter, after explaining different types of yajnas, different types of yajnas, karma yajna, tapo yajna, dravya yajna, etc., swadhyayam, etc. After explaining all those karma, he says, jnana yajnam is paramtapa, jnana yajnaha paramtapa, jnana yajnam is, O paramtapa, O Arjuna, jnana yajnam, know that jnana yajnam is greatest. And why it is greatest? Why is jnana yajnam greater than all other yajnas? We can have different types of yajnas. Of all those yajnas, why do you say that jnana yajnam is greater? Jnana yajnam is the best. Sreyan dravyamayad yajnat jnana yajna parantapa. O Arjuna, know that dravyamayad yajnat jnana yajna sreyat. Jnana yajnam is higher than all other dravya yajnam, yajnam with respect to objects. Why? Sarvam karma akilam partha jnane parisamapyate. Sarvam akilam karma. Sarvam, all, akilam, every karma. So here Krishna uses two words. Sarvam and akilam both stand for all. So usage of two words is for double emphasis. That means to make sure that, to drive the point that all actions. So it's emphasis for emphasis that he uses. Sarvam and akilam both have the same meaning. So sarvam akilam karma, all karma partha, o partha jnane parisamapyate. They end in jnanam. So all actions end in jnanam. So Gita is very clear about that. And later in the same chapter, in the fourth chapter, Krishna again says that yate idam sri samiddognihi basmasat kurute arjuna jnanagni sarva karmani basmasat kurute tata. Even as fire burns firewood into ashes, similarly all actions get burnt in the fire of jnanam or knowledge. And we know that a person, a jnani, gets rid of ajnanam, therefore that he cannot have any prarabdham, there cannot be any karma for such a person. So no karma can really be valid for such a person. So Shankara continues, Shankara in a way like he concludes this topic in the 99th shloka. So he says, Uchyate jnair balat chetat tadanartadvayagamah vedantamatahanam cha yato jnanamiti shrutihi. So we know that what Shruti calls as jnanam or knowledge. So knowledge is realizing that Brahman which alone exists, and that knowledge will cease all actions. So all cessation of all actions will happen when a person gains knowledge. That is what Chiyante Chasya Karmani Tasmin Drishte Paravare quotation shows. So Yato Jnanam Iti Shrutihi, that which is explained as jnanam, that which is explained as jnanam by the Shruti, that alone, or that, like we can consider that it can take the meaning in two ways. We can say whatever Shruti says as real knowledge, that alone we have to follow, or whatever Shruti, whatever is jnanam, that Shruti alone a person has to follow. So we have to accept that Shruti which speaks about ultimate knowledge. So even as there are two types of, like, we can have Shruti which speaks about creation and Shruti which speaks about creation not at all being there, Ajatiwadam. So we have to accept Ajatiwadam because that is what supports knowledge, or real knowledge is supported by Ajatiwadam. Therefore we have to accept negation of creation. Similarly, we here as well, we have to accept that Shruti which has true knowledge, which supports true knowledge. So yato yataha jnanam iti shrutihi. So shrutihi yato jnanam. So do shruti, shrutihi, do shruti vakyam, which propound real knowledge, which stand for real knowledge. So yato jnanam, that which stands for real knowledge, that alone has to be accepted. So if a person doesn't accept those Shruti, or the Shruti statement which negates Prarabdham, so the Shruti statement which negates Prarabdham supports Jnanam, because it can stand logic of a person who has realized knowledge. So logic supports a person, logic supports the Shruti Vakya which stand for Prarabdham being not there for a Jnani. Therefore, such a statement of Shruti alone propounds true knowledge. Therefore, such a Shruti statement alone has to be accepted. So in the side, the translation given is, so one should accept those Shrutis alone from which proceeds true knowledge. So we can also take as Yato Shrutihi Jnanamiti. So those Shruti, that which is propounded as true knowledge by Shruti, that has to be accepted. So that we can, it's two ways of putting, like it's the same thing, that we can say that those Shruti which speak about true knowledge, we have to accept that. So it's a different way of putting the same sentence, that those Shruti from which true knowledge comes, or those Shruti which propound true knowledge, both mean the same thing. So yataha jnanam iti shrutihi, that Shruti which speaks about, which propounds true knowledge, that alone has to be followed. If we don't follow such Shruti, so if we don't follow those Shruti which speak about Prarabdham being not there, and we take Shruti which speaks about Prarabdham being there, then what would happen? Vedanta matahanam cha. So Vedanta matahanam, hani or loss of Vedantam, Vedanta matam, loss of the opinion or the view of Vedantam. So Vedantam finally accepts, Vedantam finally ends with the opinion that a person cannot have Prarabdham once he realizes Brahman. Jnani cannot have any karma, he is not bound by any karma. So such a view, Vedantic opinion about Jnanis and about Moksha, that will be negated, that will be contradicted if we don't accept those Shruti which speak about Prarabdham being not there. So we have to accept the Shruti which speaks about Prarabdham not there for a Jnani because of two reasons. One, because Vedanta Matahanam. Because if we don't do that, then the view of Vedanta, Vedanta's conclusion or Vedantic opinion, the goal of moksha of Vedanta will be contradicted or negated. And two, if a person says that, Uchyate, if a person says what? Ajnaihi bala cha etat. So, Ajnaihi bala, because of ignorance viewpoint is taken as having more strength because a person is ignorant. So, if a person says that, I am ignorant, most of the people are ignorant, therefore, ignorance viewpoint alone has to be taken. If such a statement is considered, if a person takes such a statement, and because of that we have to accept Prarabdham, then in such a case, Anartha Dvaya Agamaha, it will lead to two logical illogicalities or logical absurdity, we can say logical, we can say illogical situation. So if a person says that Ajnani's viewpoint is strong because most of the people are Ajnanam, if that view is taken, then it will lead to two logical conclusions. So the one reason why we cannot accept Prarabdham as being there for a Jnani is, one is that that will contradict Shruti or Vedantic conclusion or opinion about Jnanis, and two, because it will lead to two logical absurdity. So even if we say that because of the strong point of Ajnani's viewpoint being stronger, therefore we have to accept it, then these two if we take such a viewpoint that because of Ajnani's viewpoint being stronger, we have to accept Prarabdham for a Jnani, then it will lead us to these two states wherein, one, there will be a contradiction of Vedantic viewpoint, and two, because it will lead to two logical absurdity or two illogical conclusions. So the site speaks about the first Uchyate Ajnaihi Balatcha Etat. So that is interpreted or translated as, if the ignorant still arbitrarily maintain this. So if the ignorant maintain this, so that, I'm not a grammatical person, I haven't learned grammar, but as per what limited knowledge I have, the translation or meaning seems to be not that. So the meaning seems to be something like, if we say that Ajnani's viewpoint is better, it is stronger, and we opine that because of that, cha etat, so etat prarabdham asti. So if prarabdham is there because Ajnani's viewpoint is better, then it will lead to those two states of Vedantic conclusion being contradicted and two illogical situations. But maybe whatever the site gives is also fine. Like, we can say that if an ignorant person still holds on to his conclusion that Prarabdham is there for a Jnani and says that Shruti supports it, therefore it is valid, then we say that it is not the case because Vedanta concludes the Kshiyante Chasya Karmani, as well as many Gita statements speak about Prarabdham or any karma not being there for a Jnani. So that will contradict, and there will be two illogical situations. So two absurdities, anartham, two anartham. So I'm not very sure about two anartham because Shankara doesn't directly speak about the anartham here. So I'll try to find it out. I'll try to explore if I can find out to anartham what he's speaking about. But one anartham or the illogical situation is what we have already learned, that it's not a logical conclusion to conclude that prarabdham is there. So Shankara has given various logics, like which we learned in 91, 92 and 93, conclusion about prarabdham being not there, prarabdham cannot there. So maybe like the two illogical situation that he is speaking about is, the first is that prarabdham cannot be there for a jnani, and the second is that the world itself cannot be there for a jnani. So if we accept that prarabdham is there for a jnani, then it is against the logic of jnani cannot have prarabdham and jnani cannot view the world. So maybe that those two are the absurdity or anartham that Shankara speaks about in this shloka. I'll find it out and confirm the same in the next day. But Shankara concludes by telling that we have to accept those shruti which propound ultimate jnanam. Those shruti which speak about parabrahman, nirguna parabrahman, because it is the only logical thing. So that alone can be logically proved. If we are asked to prove logically about space, about mind, about various things in the world, then we cannot do that because it keeps on changing. So it's depending on one's intellect. But the only thing that cannot be contradicted, the only thing which cannot be negated, the only thing which cannot be proved wrong is our own consciousness. So we cannot contradict ourselves. We cannot contradict the consciousness in us. Therefore, that is beyond contradiction. Therefore, that is the reason why that consciousness which is Brahman, that alone can be considered as true, because it is beyond all contradiction. A person can never contradict his own consciousness, because that would be contradicting himself, which he can never do. And whether we are awake, whether we are dreaming, whether we are going to a Mahatma, whether we are a Jnani, whether we are an Ajnani, whether we are a Dvaitin, whether we are an Advaitin, whether we are like a spiritual person or whether we are a worldly person, it doesn't matter. The only thing that remains without any contradiction, without any illogicality, is one's consciousness. And that is called as Brahman. That can never be negated, that can never be contradicted or refuted. That is the reason why Advaita says that that Brahman alone is real. Everything else can be contradicted. Everything else can be. If I give something about the world, I say the world is an illusion. There have been Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya, as well as many other acharyas, who have tried to prove that the world is real. So the world is as real as Brahman. That's what they have tried to prove. So that itself shows that depending on one's intellect, we can conclude anything about the world. The world can be changed. Conclusion about the world, logical proof about the world, can always change depending on one's intellect. But a person can never contradict himself. Therefore, that's the only thing which is beyond contradiction, that is Brahman. And therefore, we have to accept those shruti which speak about Brahman, which speak about Advitiya Jnanam, which speak about realization of Brahman. All other things we have to consider, we have to interpret on the basis of Advitiya Brahman. So basis of Shruti which speaks about Prarabdham not there, basis of that, on the basis of that, we will have to interpret the Shruti which speaks about Prarabdham. That's why Shankara said that if, when considering that, we have to accept that the Shruti which says that Prarabdham is not there, that is real, then we will have to analyze, then why does Shruti say about Prarabdham being there in some cases? That is because of ignorance viewpoint. That is for the ignorant person, for the initial seeker. So that is a better explanation, that explains it well, that makes sense as well for a sadhaka. It is a logical explanation. So all other shrutis vakya which kind of contradict the viewpoint of Advitiya Brahman has to be interpreted properly with respect to Advitiya Shruti alone. So Shankara has concluded the topic of Prarabdham. Next he will enter into few sadhanas, few practices, spiritual practices that a person can do, which will help him in the spiritual path towards gaining jnanam and becoming a jivan mukta. We'll continue that. We'll see that in the next video. Hari Om.